William Kentridge, Untitled, Zeichnung für Black Box, Chambre Noire, 2005. Mechanical theater experiencing and understanding the world is a long and painful process in which nothing remains static. Kentridge demonstrates this not only in his video work, Refusal of Time Anti-Mercator, but also in Black Box / Chambre Noire, a commissioned work he realized in 2005 for the Deutsche Guggenheim in Berlin. The mechanical theater is almost life-size and consists of a black box with two projections and six figures, which, similar to those in Anti-Mercator, can also take the form of animated objects, lamps, or megaphones. Opera of the Enlightenment. The work originated while the artist was preparing to stage a major theater production of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute. During this time, Kentridge designed large-scale stage sets and developed the staging of performers and projections using a miniature stage model. This work on the opera, together with its associated historical theme of the Enlightenment, ultimately led to the creation of Black Box Chambre Noire. Mourning, the miniature theater and the 50 accompanying drawings address the massacre of the Herero people by German colonial forces in 1904 in Southwest Africa, today Namibia. Some historians consider this event to be the first genocide of the 20th century. Kentridge approaches this historical subject in the manner of an epic, surreal chamber opera. In confronting this event, the artist engages with Sigmund Freud's concept of mourning, Trauerarbeit, as a process without end. This ongoing investigation aligns with the artist's relentless and self-reflective engagement with meanings and processes, whether historical or artistic. The two drawings on found paper, which also formed part of the projections in the black box, depict a bust of Otto von Bismarck and a skull beneath a hat. Both sheets are marked with notations and measuring lines. The skull is not only a reference to death and violence, but also recalls a practice from the era of German colonial rule. In particular, in the so-called protectorates of German Southwest Africa and German East Africa, skull measurements, craniometry, and other anthropometric examinations were carried out on a massive scale. These practices served racial anthropological research intended to legitimize colonial rule and to provide pseudoscientific proof of the supposed superiority of white settlers.